It all started with a simple plan to kill a large rat. But it ended with a chef and his housemate being arrested by armed police in the city centre. Johnny Thorpe unknowingly sparked a major incident in Norwich last month when he used an air rifle to try to clear a private courtyard of rodents. While the 29-year-old had permission from his neighbours at Rigby Court, the public was unaware of his intentions. And after he was spotted by someone on Bethel Street, the situation rapidly spiralled out of control. I set myself up in a bedroom window with a few cans of beer and some food and was just listening to Moby Dick on audio book, Mr. Thorpe said. And the next thing I know, there was a policeman pointing a gun at the window where I was. The chef had only owned his .22 caliber rifle for just over 24 hours. He purchased it to bring an end to a three-year battle against the rats in his shared courtyard. Mr. Thorpe, supported by his housemates and neighbours, had tried everything from deploying humane traps to poison. But he said nothing seemed to work. "We kept seeing this big one that we call Steve," Mr. Thorpe said. "He goes through all the bins and makes a mess out here. He ate the poison we put down, but it didn't seem to have any effect, so we thought we would try an air rifle." Mr. Thorpe purchased the air rifle for a couple of hundred quid from Hooper's Surplus in Pottergate on April the 16th. He said he sought advice from the staff on the type of gun to purchase, eventually picking one with a scope. Later that day, he managed to kill his first rat in the courtyard. "I've never done anything like it before, and I've never killed an animal in my life," he said. "But the rats were getting closer to coming into our house, and they were becoming more confident." The next day, on April the 17th, while he was off work, Mr. Thorpe again set up watch with his air rifle from a first-floor bedroom window. He made some food, had a drink, and was listening to Moby Dick on audiobook in the background. He said everyone in the walled courtyard, knew he was a pest controlling, but not the public. "The problem is that there's a tiny gap through the courtyard," he said. "If you're on the opposite side of the road by Pedal Revolution, you have a pretty good view of the window I was in." Unbeknown to Mr. Thorpe, a member of the public had spotted him and called the police shortly after 5:10 p.m. By the time Mr. Thorpe returned to the window after a brief break, armed police were already in position. "I think I was about a third of the way in to the Moby Dick audiobook before the police put a stop to my shenanigans," he said. The officer shouted, "You in the window, hands up!" I knew straight away what had happened. Mr. Thorpe said he immediately went down to the front door of his rented terrace home and walked out with his hands in the air. At both ends of the alley, between Bethel Street and St. Giles Street, armed police were waiting. "It was terrifying," he said. "I've never had a real gun pointed at me. I was there in the alley with my hands up, holding a half-empty beer can." Mr. Thorpe was arrested along with his housemate, who had only recently returned home from work. Police also seized the air rifle. A woman who was interviewed by a reporter at the time said the handcuffed pair did not look like criminals. Mr. Thorpe and his housemate spent 8 hours at Wyndham Police Station before being released at around 3 a.m. on April the 18th. "It felt really serious until the point where we were interviewed, and then I think they realised we were not criminals," he said. Mr. Thorpe praised the professionalism of the officers involved and apologised to anyone he may have scared. "I never intended to scare anyone, and whoever I did scare, I am really sorry," he said. Norfolk Police confirmed no further action was taken against Mr. Thorpe and his housemate. A police spokesman said both men were found to be shooting for pest control on their own property with a legally held air weapon and with the consent of their neighbours. 1 month on from the ordeal, an apologetic Mr. Thorpe said, "It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, hopefully." Basically, the rat won again.